tales of horror. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The leader of Ukraine appearing before the UN Security Council begging for more help for Ukraine and accusing Russia of committing war crimes.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressing the UN Security Council on day 41 of Russia's invasion. Zelensky demanding justice for the civilians brutally killed in Bucha. Ukrainian troops cleaned up the regained land outside of the capital of Kyiv and collected the corpses of the men and women said to have been tortured, their bodies with nowhere else to go other than a mass grave. Russia continues to deny these claims, but new satellite images from March 19th show what appear to be bodies on the ground weeks before Ukraine regained control of the area.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Lviv. More aid is coming to Ukraine from the U.S. Fox confirms the U.S. will send an additional $100 million in Javelin anti-tank missiles. Republicans have blocked an attempt by Senate Democrats to begin debate on a $10 billion COVID relief bill. The compromise measure was just agreed to yesterday.
This is a bipartisan bill. It was negotiated in good faith. It should not be held hostage to extraneous, unrelated issues.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Republicans want to tie the measure to an amendment that would keep Trump-era immigration restrictions from expiring next month. A California city planning to give monthly payments to some residents.
Those who identify as transgender or non-binary residents in Palm Springs are eligible to receive $900 a month, no strings attached. The Palm Springs City Council voted unanimously to set aside $200,000 for a new universal basic income pilot program. 20 transgender and non-binary Palm Springs residents will receive the free money funded by taxpayers for 18 months.
Fox's Tom Graham. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The committee is holding hearings this week to question oil executives about surging gas prices.
Senate Democrats accused big oil of not pumping their product and drilling. They say that is driving prices up at the pump so they can rake in profits, saying oil companies are sitting on thousands of leases and not doing anything. But the president of Western Energy Alliance, a group that represents over 200 small oil and gas producers, told lawmakers that it is not price gouging. Instead, it's the president's policies that are choking U.S. energy production.
Hillary Vaughn with Fox Business. Executives from BP, Chevron, Shell, and Exxon will answer lawmakers' questions about price gouging at another hearing tomorrow. The Biden administration plans to freeze federal student loan payments through August 31st, extending a moratorium that's allowed millions of Americans to postpone payments during the pandemic. The decision was confirmed to the AP by an administration official familiar with the White House's decision-making. Student loan payments were scheduled to resume May 1st after being halted since early in the pandemic. Leave the phone at home. That's the new policy at a high school in southeastern Missouri.
Starting this week, the kids at Charleston High are no longer allowed to use their cell phones or smart watches on campus. Principal Jamarcus Williams claims the ban is necessary because students have been using their devices for more than just a simple phone call. If students choose to bring their phones to school, they must leave them at the office or keep them hidden. If a school employee so much as sees a student's phone, it'll be taken away and their parent or guardian will have to come and get it. CJ Papa, Fox News.
NASA's dress rehearsal for its Mega Moon rocket postponed twice now due to technical problems that stalled a fueling test. Fans at the launch pad that struck a stuck valve halted the attempts. I'm Lisa Lucera, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.